2 on the campaign. So 1-7 for the, again, Delphus Jefferson Wildcats. 4-2 for the Fort Recovery Indians coming into the game tonight. We'll be back with an interview with the head coach of the Fort Recovery Indians. Jim Melton is back tonight. After having health issues, he's going to be coaching the game tonight. We'll have Coach Melton right after we pause for this.
I need a better job where the benefits are great. A family-friendly company with competitive pay. Where people stop and greet me when they see my smiling face. Cooper Farms. It's more than a workplace.
Locations in Van Wert, Fort Recovery, St. Henry, Rossburg, and Coldwater. Start at $15.25 an hour for full-time production. Flexible options available, too. To apply, visit CooperFarmsJobs.com. Cooper Farms, it's more than a workplace.
Hello, I'm Kenny Cano from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Building the future starts with the right tools. That's why you should ask us at K&L about the hardworking, dependable construction equipment from New Holland, including skid steer loaders, compact track loaders, loader backhoes, tractor loaders, compact excavators, and compact wheel loaders. Every New Holland model offers clean, responsive power, built-in comfort and versatility that helps you master any job, any challenge, any time. Learn more. Stop by K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery today.
It seems like the most entertaining things on TV these days are those funny insurance commercials. Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, you need someone who knows the difference between insuring a farm and an economy automobile. As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, I know that our area and our neighbors have unique needs. When it comes to insurance, think local. And if you want a funny joke, I'll do my best. Find us online at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Back at Delphus Jefferson Middle School, that's where they actually play the games here at Delphus. And we have Fort Recovery and Delphus Jefferson playing tonight. I think you coached here 2 years ago, didn't you?
I sure did. Yep,
I did.
A little bit different atmosphere.
It is. It's kind of old school gym. I kind of like it.
And if you did recognize that voice, yes, he's back. Jim Melton is coaching the team tonight. Jim's had some health issues. I don't know if we want to talk about that any or not, but glad to have you back.
Yeah, thanks. I feel very thankful and blessed to be back. The good Lord's blessed me with another opportunity, and I'm excited.
Well, it's good to have you back in the seat, back in the chair again, and heading up the team. Have you been working with them in practice this week? Or
I haven't practiced with them yet. We had a walkthrough this morning. That's it.
Okay.
We've had a little bug going through our locker room, so we took 4 days off last week going into Christmas. So we had a walkthrough this morning, and you know we feel good about where we're at. We're just trying to get healthy right now.
Yeah, I knew there was a little health issues with some of the players. That's why we had to cancel the Tri-Village game. Are they going to make that one up? You know, or
we're trying. It's to be determined right now.
Okay, well, we'll keep an eye on that situation. Once again, Jim Melton is with us, the head coach of the Fort Recovery Indians. And so, from a distance, what do you think about your team this year?
Well, you know, it's I like a lot of things we're seeing. We got a lot of room for improvement. It's early in the season. I think the staff did a great job considering the circumstances. The kids, you know, fought through some adversity. We've had some close ball games and, kept everybody on the edge of their seats, but proud of the way everybody from the staff on down through our managers and our trainers and our administrators and everybody that's, you know, tried to get us through this tumultuous situation.
Five of the six games have been real close. The first one against South Adams was not that close, which Fort Recovery won. But the last five have been kind of nail biters right down to the end. And the good thing about it is the kids have won the majority of those, and they haven't collapsed at the end.
Yeah, and you know we're just trying to give everybody their money's worth on their ticket. We're trying to be entertaining as much as we can, and hopefully come out on top in the end. But you know we've got some work to do, and we're excited about the opportunity that lies ahead. There'll be a little different change in the lineup tonight, not for any particular reason other than film study and the matchup situation. So
how's that going to go?
So we'll have Troy Homan starting at the point tonight, and our wings will be Landon Post and Owen Judy, and then Cale Rammel will be our stretch four, and Logan Homan will be our big man in the middle.
Well, you've got some nice athletes out there this year, that's for sure.
We sure do. We got a lot of pieces. It's just a matter of figuring out the puzzle and, you know, how they're all going to gel together and get our chemistry where we want it. You know, the nice thing is the tournament's still a couple months away. So we've got 17 guaranteed games left on our schedule. So we got a lot of work to do. And, you know, we don't want to be peaking right now anyway. So
no, that's for sure. We're here at Delphus Jefferson. They actually play the games in the old Delphus Jefferson High School, which is now the middle school. It's kind of an auditorium-like setting where they have a stage with a giant basketball court and seats on one side and auditorium seats on the other side. So it is a unique, probably one-of-a-kind deal that's going on here. Jefferson, not so great on the record this year. They're 1-7, but they've got a pretty good group of athletes, I think. They had a pretty good football team, and those kind of teams are kind of dangerous to play.
They sure are. You know, we throw that record out. You know, as we found out earlier in the season when we played St. John's, they were 1-3. You know, we played Parkway, and were 1-4 or something like that, 1-5. So you got to throw the records out. You know, they're pretty scrappy. Colin Bailey's a nice player. He's a veteran player returning. You know, they got Trent Tiemann coming back, 6'4", nice size. They're very scrappy, and, you know, you can't overlook these guys, or they could get you. And, you know, they're on their home floor. They're going to protect their house. And, you know, we know we've got a tough task ahead of us here tonight.
Well, Jim, hey, again, welcome back. Nice to have you here at the courtside. Jim Melton, head coach of the Fort Recovery Indians. Good luck.
Thank you, Rob.
Again, we'll have Fort Recovery and Delphus Jefferson coming up momentarily here on PG14 and J Country 101 tonight. Stay tuned for the broadcast.
Mechanical work on cars, vans, and more. See Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Did you know when being dismissed from the hospital, you can choose which pharmacy and medical equipment company services your needs? When you are faced with a choice, choose Kalp Pharmacy to deliver your IV medications and medical equipment to you. We're located in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana. So stop in or call us at 800-686-2314. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Hi, this is Dave Hall from Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer. If you're considering purchasing equipment from us during this next year, please talk to us as soon as possible. Right now, we have a lot of equipment on order for stock, probably more than we've ever had in the past. But adding to our list of already ordered equipment is getting harder and harder. So talk to one of our salesmen soon. Hopefully, we have the equipment for you already on its way. Hall Brothers, your Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
The St. Henry Bank takes pride in taking care of you when it comes to your banking needs, and we're excited to announce that we have just launched our newly updated website at sthenrybank.com. Enjoy a better online banking experience and the anytime convenience of online banking, online bill pay, deposit checks, make loan payments, make credit card payments, view your account history, monthly statements, and more.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Stop in and see us, and we'll help you set up your online account today. The St. Henry Bank and St. Henry and Maria Stein, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Back here at the Delphus Jefferson Gymnasium. Time for the starting lineups for the Delphus Jefferson Wildcats. Starting for them will be Colin Bailey, a 6-foot guard, a senior. Trent Tiemann. Tiemann is a 6'4 forward, a junior. Andrew Miller, a 5'11 guard, a junior. Also, Cole Hairston is a 5'9 guard, a junior. And the final starter for them will be Levi Rohde. Rohde is a 6'3 forward and a junior. Starting for the Fort Recovery Indians tonight. Again, you heard Coach Jim Melton mention them. Owen Judy, a 6'4 senior, a guard. Cale Rammel, a 6'6 forward, a junior. Also starting will be Logan Homan, a 6'4 senior, a forward. Also among the starters for Fort Recovery will be Landon Post, a 6-foot junior, a guard. And the final starter will be Troy Homan, a 6-foot sophomore, a guard. So those are your starters for the Fort Recovery Indians. The Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Thomas Banta would like to wish the Fort Recovery Indians the best of luck in tonight's basketball game with Delphus Jefferson here at Delphus, Ohio. Go get them, Indians, says Dr. Thomas Banta. His office is on Highway 67 at the west edge of Portland. Dr. Banta would love to be your family's dentist. Again, the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Tom Banta wishing the Indians the best of luck in tonight's basketball game. We'll be back in a moment with the start of the game right after we pause for this.
The St. Henry Bank is a fifth-generation family-owned company, and we take pride in serving our local communities when it comes to all of your banking needs with all types of checking accounts and savings accounts, IRAs, home loans, commercial loans, farm loans, student loans, and more. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Visit us online at sthenrybank.com for all of your online banking needs. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Building the future starts with the right tools. That's why you should ask us at K&L about the hardworking, dependable construction equipment from New Holland, including skid steer loaders, compact track loaders, loader backhoes, tractor loaders, compact excavators, and compact wheel loaders. Every New Holland model offers clean, responsive power, built-in comfort and versatility that helps you master any job, any challenge, any time. Learn more. Stop by K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery today.
Remember that scene in the Indiana Jones movie where the old knight tells him to choose wisely? Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, choose wisely. Now, I'm not an old knight, but I do know insurance. From farms to factories to cars and ATVs, don't just spin the wheel and choose the first one that comes up. Insurance is too important not to have some local advice on what is wisest for you. FortRecoveryInsurance.com, your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
Back here at Delphus Jefferson, we're underway, and Jefferson gets the tip to start the ball game. Our first quarter scoreboard sponsor, Cal Pharmacy in Fort Recovery. Don't forget the Cal Pharmacy location in Fort Recovery is open extra hours during the weeknights, Monday through Thursday until 7, until 6 on Friday nights, until 4 on Saturday afternoon, and until 3 on Sundays. Cal Pharmacy, Fort Recovery. Also locations in Bern, Indiana, and in Union City, Indiana. Here's a drive to the hoop. It's up and no good. Rebound Troy Homan. Homan getting, I think, his first start, maybe of his career, I don't know. First start certainly this season. He takes the ball to the hoop. It's blocked as he tried to hit a shot. And here comes Delphus Jefferson with the basketball. Over in the left corner, back underneath. It's up and good. Cole Horston scoring underneath. He is a 5'9 guard, and that makes the score 2-0. The Jefferson Wildcats out in front. Cale Rammel has the ball knocked away from him. He got it back. Dribbles down and lost it, and they say went off of Cale, apparently. A little mix up there between Cale and Owen Judy, and ball goes out of bounds. Turnover Indians. So Delphus Jefferson has it with a 2-point lead, 2-0. Again, the Wildcats, a rough year this year. Well, there's a foul that we didn't need. Cale Rammel gets called for a reach-in foul as the Wildcats just dribbled by him, and he reached in for the ball and got called for the foul. Jefferson with the basketball, leading 2-0 here in the first period of play, and there's a foul called on Logan Homan. Another foul that really was unnecessary. Logan Homan just running in to Andrew Miller of Jefferson. We're on FortRecoveryRadio.com and WPGW Radio. Glad to have you with us for the broadcast tonight. Rob Weaver's here, and Eric Catterley's our studio producer at the radio station. Neil Spencer's here at the game site. And I believe Ava Shane is back at the studios at FortRecoveryRadio.com. Outside three-point shot is good. Three-pointer by Colin Bailey. That makes it a 5-0 start. Not a good start for the Indians here. Owen Judy on the left side to Troy Homan. Homan dribbles top of the key over to Logan Homan on the right. He tries to lob it in to Cale Rammel, and it's swiped out of the sky by Colin Bailey of Jefferson. Shot's no good. Bailey gets the rebound. Here comes Logan, comes Troy Homan with the basketball. Troy over to Owen Judy. Inside Logan Homan. He lays it in. He's going to be scoring, and he's fouled in the act of shooting. So Logan Homan gets the basket for our first points of the night. He gets us off the snide there. Makes it 5-2, and Logan will be at the line. Chance for another opportunity here. Cale Rammel comes out of the game. Troy Homan comes out. Coming in for Fort Recovery, we have the Indians' Landon Post and Riley Heiser reporting in for Fort Recovery. And also, let's see here, I think Daniel Patch came in for Fort Recovery as well. Shots up and no good off the back of the rim on the free throw by Logan Homan. Rebound Jefferson. So Daniel Patch reports in the lineup also. Right side it goes for Jefferson. They lead 5-2 over the Indians here in the Cal Pharmacy first quarter. Don't forget to ask Cal Pharmacy about their weekly prescription program. They'll deliver your prescriptions to you right to your door on a weekly basis. Just sign up at a friendly Cal Pharmacy pharmacy near you. There's a three-point shot up and good by Trent Tiemann hitting a three. It's now 8-2. And here's a drive to the hoop by Landon Post. Lost the ball, and Jefferson picks it up. Not a good start for Fort Recovery tonight. And there's a turnover, and now Owen Judy dribbles it off his foot and out of bounds. Yep, he did. Owen Judy just dribbled it off his foot and out of bounds. 8-2 score. Jefferson has the ball and the lead here in the Cal Pharmacy first quarter. Not a good start for these Indians. Come on, guys. Let's get her going here. Tossing it in will be for Delphus Jefferson. Now here's Colin Bailey over on the right side it goes. Now down low, ball is loose, picked up by Caleb Evers, who's in the lineup now for Fort Recovery. Evers on the left side. Landon Post in the middle to Caleb Evers, up no good. He got a nice pass there from Daniel Patch, but Caleb couldn't make it count. And the Indians lose the ball, and there's a shot up and good at the other end by Colin Bailey. That's his fifth point of the evening. And Fort Recovery wants a timeout. Indians, a terrible start here. 4:14 to go in the first quarter. The score is Fort Recovery trailing the Delphus Jefferson Wildcats 10-2. We'll be back in just a moment.
Need a better job where the benefits are great. A family-friendly company with competitive pay. Where people stop and greet me when they see my smiling face. Cooper Farms. It's more than a workplace.
We're offering $1,000 sign-on bonuses for maintenance and CDL drivers. To apply, visit CooperFarmsJobs.com. Cooper Farms. It's more than a workplace.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Whether you work in landscaping, farming, or construction, New Holland 300 series skid steers and compact loaders are reliable workhorses that stand up to any challenge you face. We at K&L Tractor Sales can show you the many New Holland advantages that allow you to work more efficiently, like the patented Super Boom technology that delivers maximum reach at full height and easy servicing. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery to see New Holland skid steer and compact track loader.
Once again, our first quarter scoreboard sponsor tonight is Cal Pharmacy. Glad to have them on board. Great local community business, and they've been with us for many, many years as a sports sponsor here on WPGW, and I know they do the same on FortRecoveryRadio.com also. Fort Recovery will get the ball in play here. Troy Homan is back in the lineup as Jefferson is pressing Fort Recovery. Goes up to Cale Rammel. He drives down, stops on the wing. Now hits in the middle to Troy Homan. Back out to Rammel. Rammel, three-point land. Dribbling the ball. Over to Riley Heiser. Heiser goes on the left to Troy Homan. Homan dribbles between the circles. Stops. Passes back to Cale Rammel. Cale dribbling the ball. Indians trailing 10-2 here in the early going. Caleb Evers lobs it into Daniel Patch. He pose goes for the hole. He scores! And he's fouled in the act of shooting. Daniel Patch gets the basket. See if they're going to call that on. They're going to call that personal foul on Trent Thiemann, his first. So Daniel Patch will be at the line. Well, that's something that Daniel's had trouble doing in the last couple of games is finishing and getting the basket to go down. He gets the ball inside a lot, but has not been able to score. That time he did, and he hits the free throw. So Daniel Patch hits the free throw. And it's now 10-5. And let's see what the ball's knocked out of bounds by the Indians. So Jefferson Wildcats will have it. Their lead is cut to 5 points now. Throwing it in here for Jefferson is Caden Carter. Comes into the midcourt area. Back to Carter on the right side. Caden will pass it off to Trent Thiemann. Back out top it goes to Carter. Over on the left side to Andrew Miller. Delphus Jefferson with the ball, leading here, and his ball tipped out of bounds by K.O. Rammel. Again, Jefferson struggling this year. 1-7 record. Their offensive average only about 42 points a game, so they've just been having a tough time scoring. I think the Indians maybe could say the same thing about themselves, as they've not scored that low, but they've had trouble scoring the number of points they would like to have. Here's a pass over on the right side to Caden Carter. He drives to the lane, stops, spins. Oh, he traveled, and he scores. Caden Carter scores. Should have got called for a travel there and didn't. 12-5 now. Indians are down by 7 with the ball. Logan Homan back outside to Cale Rammel. Rammel in the lane. Scoops it off to Daniel Patch. Oh, he missed the shot. Rebound picked up by Owen Judy. Yes, he got it. And going to call a foul on Delphus Jefferson. On Colin Bailey, they say he reached in and fouled Owen Judy. Now, there's a shot that Daniel Patch should have had. I mean, he was just right there. Couldn't get it to go down. And he starts finishing with those, starts making those, getting those to drop. He's going to be awesome. But he's, you know, he took a year off last year. It takes him time to catch up. Daniel Patch on the left are going to call him for traveling. Just shuffled his foot a little bit. Turnover Indians. Fort Recovery's going to press full court here against Delphus Jefferson, trailing 12-5 with 2:20 to go in the first quarter of play. Up the court comes Colin Bailey for the Wildcats, being guarded by Owen Judy. Over on the left side it goes to Trent Thiemann. Thiemann will bounce past to Carter in the left corner. Back outside, top of the key, there's Levi Rohde. He started the game, but he hasn't really hardly touched the ball. Now he shoots from three and missed it. Rebound, Daniel Patch of Fort Recovery. Daniel got the rebound over to Cale Rammel. Kalp Pharmacy, our first quarter scoreboard sponsor. Don't forget their Handicap Medical Equipment Center, located in the Fort Recovery Industrial Park. Kalp Pharmacy. Outside. Now goes to Logan Homan in the lane. He spins, turns, he fires, and he's going to be fouled. Going to call the foul on Caden Carter. Going to put Logan Homan to the free throw line. And he was there earlier and missed his one shot after hitting a basket. He missed the free throw. So let's see if Logan can get both of them here. Get us closer. First one's short. No good. Not been a happy first quarter for us here tonight. Let's hope better things are to come. Again, Cal Pharmacy, our first quarter scoreboard sponsor. Your Health Mart Pharmacy, Cal Pharmacy. It's up and good this time. He got one of two. That makes the score 12-6. Indians down by only six, despite the struggles we've had here in the first quarter. With the balls, Colin Bailey for the Wildcats of Delphus Jefferson. The historic Delphus Jefferson Gym here in Delphus, Ohio. Here's a drive to the hoop, and we've got a foul call. It's actually an auditorium here. The basketball court is on the stage, and it is a full-fledged, full-dimension stage. Not much room around it. And then there's auditorium seats on one side, and on the other side, there's bleacher seats. At the line is Colin Bailey. He puts the free throw up and no good as he was fouled. He'll have one more. See if I can figure out who that was called on there. Yeah, I'm really not sure. Here's the next one up and good. So he gets one of two. Here's Owen Judy at the other end. He lays it in. Way to beat the press there. Fort Recovery scorched him on that one. Owen Judy with the easy basket. Takes it 13-8, a 5-point lead here for the, again, Jefferson Wildcats of Delphus Jefferson High School. Out front with the ball, back on the right corner, right wing. Fort Recovery will play again this week. We'll have that game for you on the radio later on this week. Out front with the ball is Levi Rohde. He'll pass it off over on the left side to Cole Horston. And down the lane it goes, up and in. Nice drive for Colin Bailey. He's got a total of 8 points this evening. And there is a ball that's saved by Fort Recovery into the hands of Cale Rammel. He'll drive, and they're going to call a foul on the drive on Delphus Jefferson. That's a nice save by Landon Post there as he was leaping out of bounds towards the auditorium seats when he saved that ball. That's a bad thing about this setup is not a whole lot of room between the sideline of the court and where the auditorium seats are located. And, of course, it's quite a drop-off there where those auditorium seats are. Troy Homan's going to toss it in, getting his first start tonight. I think it was his first start of the year. Here's a shot by Owen Judy. It's no good from the right side. Rebound, Cale Rammel. Stops, back up. Can't get it to go down. Rebound comes down to Delphus Jefferson. With the ball's Colin Bailey. Down to 10 seconds. They're going to take the last shot if they can get it off here. Left side shot is up and no good. Rebound's knocked around, out of bounds, and it's 1.6 seconds to go. Levi Rohde missed that three from the left wing. The Safe Fort Recovery gets the ball, but only 1.6 seconds, so not much of a chance at a shot here. Let's see what we do. Owen Judy will toss it in. Goes to Cale Rammel. And he did not know how much time was left on the clock. Didn't get the shot off. Ouch. And it would have been a three-quarter court shot anyway, but doggone it. 15-8, Indians down by seven after the first quarter of play. Thanks to Cal Pharmacy for being our first quarter scoreboard sponsor. We really appreciate them very much. Don't forget, they have a weekly prescription program. They'll deliver your prescriptions to you on a weekly basis. Just ask a friendly Cal Pharmacy pharmacist if that's the right program for you. We'll be back with the second quarter coming up. Indians trailing Delphus Jefferson Wildcats 15-8 after one quarter.
Remember that scene in the Indiana Jones movie where the old knight tells him to choose wisely? Hi, I'm Connor Ramble with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, choose wisely. Now, I'm not an old knight, but I do know insurance. From farms to factories to cars and ATVs, don't just spin the wheel and choose the first one that comes up. Insurance is too important not to have some local advice on what is wisest for you. FortRecoveryInsurance.com, your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
Mechanical work on cars, vans, and more. See Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Indians have the ball to start the second quarter, which is brought to you by K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. And the ball is stolen away from Landon Post. He tried to pass it off there. He was double-teamed, and he couldn't get the pass off. It was blocked by Jefferson, and here's a, you're going to call a dribbling violation on Jefferson. Actually, I thought it was traveling, too, so either way, called that on Andrew Miller, and Indians will have the ball. In the first quarter, not much scoring for Fort Recovery. One that really sticks out to me, Cale Ramo with 0 points in the first quarter. Owen Judy has only two, so there's your two leading scorers for the Indians with 2 points in the quarter. Logan Homan has three, Daniel Patch with 3 points, and that's it. Here's Owen Judy firing and missing. Rebound comes down to Cody Bailey. Must be the brother to Colin Bailey. Cody Bailey of the Wildcats. Wildcats with the ball, leading 15-8. Our two leading scorers have combined 2 points in the first quarter. Ouch. Out top it goes. Over on the left side, there's Cole Horston. He'll pass over on the wing, dribbling the ball in now to the lane. Now he passes back outside. That was Levi Rohde a moment ago. Rohde gets it back on the left wing, looking for the hoop. Dribbles to the lane, puts the shot up. No good. Guarded well by Cale Ramo, and the ball goes out of bounds. They're going to say it was touched last by the Wildcats, by Levi Rohde. So the Indians will have the ball. Cale Ramo will put it in play here. Into Daniel Patch, now to Owen Judy in the middle. Owen Judy waits for the players to clear out and dribbles it up. Here's the ball knocked away from Cale Ramo, but Troy Homan got it back, thank goodness. Cale will drive to the hoop. He scoops it up and miss it, and he's fouled in the act of shooting. Cale at the line for two shots. Nice drive by Cale Ramo there, and Levi Rohde commits the personal foul for the Jefferson Wildcats. So hopefully Cale can get on the scoreboard here. He has not done so yet tonight. This would cut the lead. Despite our struggles, this would cut the lead to only 5 points. It's up and good. Got the first one. And just get going here. Done a pretty nice defensive job on Delphus Jefferson. We just can't get any offensive points ourselves. Caleb Evers comes back in for Fort Recovery. There's one more for Cale Ramel. He puts it up, and he got it. Two for two at the line there for Cale. And makes it a five-point lead, 15-10. Jefferson with the ball. Back outside to Levi Rohde. He'll pass over to Trent Tiemann. Tiemann will dump it off to Cody Bailey. Bailey will bounce pass over to Trent Tiemann. Tiemann goes on the left to Colin Bailey. Bailey spins, stops, and throws it away. I think it's going to be... I thought it was going to be Fort Recovery's ball, but they say it was last touch by Owen Judy. So Jefferson has the basketball back. K&L Tractor Sales and Service, your New Holland and Kloss Farm Equipment dealer, is your second quarter scoreboard sponsor. For the finest in farm machinery service, it's K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery, Ohio, our second quarter scoreboard sponsor. Left side it goes, and they throw it away. They say the Indians' Troy Homan touched the ball. So it'll be out of bounds to Delphus Jefferson. Just remember, for the finest in farm machinery, finest in farm equipment, it's K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. State Route 49 at the south edge of Fort Recovery, Ohio. Here's a three-point shot. It's good. Colin Bailey connecting on a three. He had a total of 8 points in the first quarter, and that gives him 11 now. Here's a shot up and no good by Cale Rammel. Had the opening, but couldn't get it to go down. 18-10, Indians down by 8, and Delphus Jefferson with the ball. Over on the right side it goes to Colin Bailey. Bailey dribbling, stops, feeds off to Levi Rohde. Rohde goes inside, tipped away by Owen Judy. Ball goes out of bounds. Who's going to get it? They're going to save Fort Recovery. So way to go, Owen Judy there. He created that turnover. Again, our second quarter scoreboard sponsor, K&L Tractor Sales and Service, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Cale Rammel right side to Owen Judy. Judy passing back out top to Daniel Patch. Left to Cale Rammel. Rammel dribbling and tries to pass over to Troy Holman, and they're going to say it was just thrown out of bounds. Another turnover on Fort Recovery. I haven't kept track of those, but we've had a bunch here in the first half. 5:02 to go. Lots of time to get things going here. We're down only by 8, 18-10. Levi Rohde wants to take the three, decides against it. Passes off to Colin Bailey. Back over goes to Andrew Miller. Right side to Levi Rohde. Around the horn, over on the left side it goes. There's Trent Tiemann with it. Back out top to Levi Rohde. Drives in the lane. Pops the shot over Daniel Patch. No good. Rebound Daniel Patch. Gives to Cale Rammel, to Owen Judy. Judy comes racing down, fires the shot up, no good. And that was a pretty cheap foul, but we'll take it. Owen Judy will go to the line for two shots. Going to call that foul on Trent Tiemann. Owen Judy has only 2 points tonight, a two-point basket in the first quarter. This free throw's up and no good off the back of the rim. Let's just start this game over again. It's been a rough one for Fort Recovery tonight. We just have not played well this evening. One more for Owen Judy. It's up and it's good. That makes the score now 18-11, a 7-point game. Delphus Jefferson with the ball and with the lead. Right side it goes, down in the wing, down in the corner it is, I should say. And there's Troy Holman blocking the pass, knocking it out of bounds as Caden Carter tried to hit one of his teammates. So Holman breaks that up, but the Indians still on defense as the Wildcats will keep offensive possession. And there, on the inbounds pass, Logan Holman was guarding Levi Rohde closely, and Rohde lost the ball out of bounds, thanks to the aggressiveness of Logan Holman. Cale Rammel was taking a little rest, and he comes back in. Riley Heiser, who was in there briefly, comes out. So Fort Recovery has Cale Rammel, Troy Holman, Logan Holman, Owen Judy, and Daniel Patch in the lineup. Patch inside, turns and fires, and can't get it to go down. Oh, he has the most horrible luck on getting those in-close shots to go down. Like I say, they'll start falling here one of these days. Let's hope it's sooner than later. 18-11, Indians down by 7. Jefferson with the basketball. Over on the left side to Colin Bailey. Back out top it goes to Andrew Miller. Over on the right now, down in the corner. With the ball there is Caden Carter. He'll dribble. Has the ball tipped away by Logan Holman. And Cale Rammel knocks it over to Owen Judy. Judy passes down to Logan Holman. Inside, puts it up and good. And he's fouled in the act of shooting. Good job by the Indians hustling there. Logan Holman getting the basket. He'll be at the line for one shot. That's 6 points now for Logan. They call the foul on Caden Carter of Delphus Jefferson. Daniel Patch will leave the game and coming back in for Fort Recovery's Landon Post. Free throw is up and no good off the back of the rim by Logan Homan. And now a timeout is called by Delphus Jefferson. Timeout on the court here in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter. Fort Recovery trailing by only 5, 18-13. Despite our struggles tonight, we're right in this game. We'll be back in a moment right after this.
Hi, this is Jerry Kopp of Kopp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Did you know when being dismissed from the hospital, you can choose which pharmacy and medical equipment company services your needs? When you are faced with a choice, choose Kopp Pharmacy to deliver your IV medications and medical equipment to you. We're located in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana. So stop in or call us at 800-686-2314. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in taking care of you when it comes to your banking needs. And through our website at sthenrybank.com, you can enjoy the anytime convenience of online banking, online bill pay, make loan payments, make credit card payments, view your account history and monthly statements and more. Stop in and see us and we'll help you set up your online account today.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Indians won the reserve game tonight, 45-37, to improve their record to 6-1 on the year. They were led in scoring by Riggs Toby, who had 12 points, 11 for Reese Guggenbiller. The only two in double figures for Fort Recovery. Here comes Delphus Jefferson with the ball. And inside up, and they missed the layup. Rebound, though, comes to Colin Bailey, and he's going to be fouled from behind. See who's going to get nailed for that. It's going to be Cale Rammel, number two on Cale Rammel. See if Coach Jim Melton decides to remove him from the game. Jim Melton back on the bench tonight after missing all the games previously due to health issues. But he's back coaching tonight. Free throw is up and good by Colin Bailey. He will have one more here. Cale Rammel in the lineup still with two fouls. That one's good by Colin Bailey. You got them both. That expands the lead for Jefferson to 20-13. Fort Recovery with the ball. Here's Owen Judy in the lane. He'll pop the shot, and he can't get it to go down. Rebound. They're going to call a foul, I think, on Logan Homan. No, Landon Post. Landon Post gets called for the foul. 20-13 score, and Jefferson will have the ball back on the foul. Caden Carter will toss it in here for the Wildcats. Bounce pass comes in to Andrew Miller, being guarded by Landon Post. Miller comes up across the timeline. He'll pass over on the left wing to Levi Rohde. Rohde looks for a teammate, goes top of the key to Lucas Grothaus, who's just in the game. Back outside, Caden Carter fires a three, no good from the top of the key. Rebound, Owen Judy up for recovery. Cale Rammel takes it in the lane, passes back out to Landon Post. And we have a double dribble called on Fort Recovery. Turnover on the Indians, double dribble called there. Post will come out of the game, and Daniel Patch will go back in. Jefferson puts the ball in play. 2:19 to go here in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter. And Indians trail by 7, 20-13. Levi Rohde for Jefferson. On the left it goes. Over on the wing now to Colin Bailey. Bailey goes right, goes left. Passes back outside. Andrew Miller. Miller over to Caden Carter. Carter looks for our teammate. Can't then find anybody. Indians playing a tough defense right now. Jefferson having a difficult time finding a shot. Here's an outside three. It's good by Levi Rohde. That's his first basket of the evening. And that makes it a 10-point lead. I believe that is their biggest of the game at 23-13. Jefferson on top over our Indians. Owen Judy with the ball outside to Daniel Pack. They're going to call 3 seconds in the lane on Logan Homan. 3 seconds in the lane on the Indians. Another turnover. Down comes Jefferson with the ball, leading by 10, 23-13, 1:18 to go in the half. Need a couple of steals here and a couple of makes. Get back to within 6 points here before halftime. Levi Rohde outside. He'll pass off. Caden Carter with it on the left. Back out to Levi Rohde between the circles. Right side to Lucas Grothaus. Grothaus will pass off onto the wing to Colin Bailey. Back outside, Levi Rohde wants to take the three but decides against it. Caden Carter with it back out front. 45 seconds left in the first half. Here's a pass inside to Caden Carter. He stops, spins, fires, and misses. Rebound, Troy Homan of Fort Recovery. Come on, Troy. Troy comes down across the timeline, gives off to Daniel Patch. Right side to Owen Judy. Troy Homan on the left side. Riley Heiser with the ball, who just came in the game. Owen Judy outside the patch, back to Judy. Double team, turns, fires, hits. Owen Judy gets a basket. That's his fifth point of the evening. It's 23-15. Now we need to get another steal here. 9 seconds to go in the half. Here's Carter firing a shot. No good. Air ball. Rebound. Heiser firing. And it's short and no good. So the first half comes to a close. 23-15. The Delphus Jefferson Wildcats leading the Indians. Indians only with 15 points in the first half of play. This is pretty much the average for Delphus Jefferson. They're averaging around 42 points a game offensively, but boy, we are way below our average, just 15 points. Thanks to K&L Tractor Sales and Service for being our second quarter scoreboard sponsor. Again, for all of your farm equipment needs, depend on K&L Tractor Sales and Service, including those New Holland tractors. Again, the leading edge technology and very economic tractors to operate. That's K&L Tractor Sales and Service, your New Holland dealer in Fort Recovery, Ohio. We'll be back with the halftime stats for you coming up in a moment, right after we pause for this. Again, the score at halftime, 23-15, Indians down by 8 points.
Need a better job where the benefits are great. A family-friendly company with competitive pay. Where people stop and greet me when they see my smiling face. Cooper Farms, it's more than a workplace.
Make your own schedule. We're now offering flexible schedule part-time positions. To apply, visit CooperFarmsJobs.com. Cooper Farms, it's more than a workplace.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Whether you work in landscaping, farming, or construction, New Holland 300 series skid steers and compact loaders are reliable workhorses to stand up to any challenge you face. We at K&L Tractor Sales can show you the many New Holland advantages that allow you to work more efficiently, like the patented Super Boom technology that delivers maximum reach at full height and easy servicing. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery to see New Holland skid steer and compact track loader.
It seems like the most entertaining things on TV these days are those funny insurance commercials. Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, you need someone who knows the difference between insuring a farm and an economy automobile. As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, I know that our area and our neighbors have unique needs. When it comes to insurance, think local. And if you want a funny joke, I'll do my best. Find us online at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Back here at Delphus Jefferson Middle School, the home of the Delphus Jefferson High School Wildcats, where the score, unfortunately, is Delphus Jefferson 23 and the Indians only 15. In the varsity scoring for Fort Recovery for tonight, Logan Homan has a total of 5 points on the night on two-point baskets, but he's only one of four from the free throw line, again, for his five total points. Also, Owen Judy has five, two-point baskets, one of two at the free throw line. Kale Rammel with only 2 points, two free throws, and that's it. Between Kale and Owen in the first quarter, they only had 2 points. And there's our two leading scorers. And that's not great at halftime here, as they have a combined total of 7 points at the half. So we need to get those guys going here. Daniel Patch had 3 points. He got those in the first half of play on a two-point goal and one out of one at the free throw line for 3 points. And that is all the scoring that we have in the first half of play, believe it or not. Oh, the Wildcats, they are led in scoring by Colin Bailey. Colin has a total of 13 points on the night. He has 2 2-point goals, 2 3-point goals, and is 3 out of 4 at the free throw line for his 13 points. And really, nobody else is doing much besides that. Trent Thiemann has 3 points on a 3-point goal. Caden Carter has 2 points on a 2-point goal. Cole Horston has 2 points on a 2-point goal. And Levi Rohde has 3 points on a 3-point goal. So really, Colin Bailey is doing the damage for the Wildcats here in the first half. He has 13 of their 23 points in the first half. Again, at the first quarter, it was Jefferson leading 15-8. And here at halftime, they're leading by 8 points, score 23-15. They outscored us in that second quarter of play by an 8-7 margin. In the junior varsity game tonight, really we did pretty well. Fort Recovery won 45-37 to improve their JV record to 6-1 on the year. Indians trailed at the first quarter 11-10, led at halftime by 1, 22-21. Led after 3, 33-29, and again the final for Recovery winning by 8, 45-37 over Delph of Jefferson. Jefferson's record drops to 2-7 on the year with the loss. Recovery in the junior varsity game, we were led in scoring by Riggs Toby with 12 points. He had 6 2-point goals and was 0-for-1 at the free throw line for his 12 points. 11 points for Reese Guggenbiller. Reese had a total of 5 2-point goals and 1 out of 2 at the free throw line for his 11. For a while there in the first quarter, it was pretty much the, again, Riggs Toby shows. Riggs was doing all the scoring for us. And again, he leads us, he led us in the game with 12 points total. Also, 6 points each for Alex Deuce. Alex had 3 2-point goals and 6 points for Wyatt Grover. Wyatt had a 2-point goal and was 4 out of 4 at the free throw line. 6 points also for Ross Pearson. Ross had 2 2-point goals and was 2 out of 2 at the free throw line. And then chipping in with 4 points for the junior varsity was Caden Greasy. He was had 1 2-point basket and 2 out of 3 at the free throw line for his 4 points. A very young junior varsity team. No juniors at all on the team. Just sophomores and freshmen are on the team here this evening. Rex Leverett had played a lot on the junior varsity team, but they decided to hold him out tonight to play varsity. However, he has not made an appearance yet on the varsity in the varsity game here this evening. So that's the way it is at halftime here. Fort Recovery wins the junior varsity game tonight, 45-37, improving to 6-1 on the season. The varsity team, they are 4-2 right now, but they've got to hustle to get that fifth win tonight as they trail right now 23-15. And it's just been one of those nights when, you know, you're saying, what's going on here? We just can't do anything right. It's one of those days when you get up and nothing goes right, and that's what's happening to Fort Recovery here this evening. Again, Jim Melton back at the helm tonight, making his first appearance on the bench as he has been dealing with health issues. And he's been released by his doctors and once again back tonight coaching as the varsity coach. Bobby Leverett has been the interim coach up until tonight. We'll be back with the start of the second half of play. 23-15, Indians down by 8 points. We'll return after this. Again, thanks to our studio producer, Eric Catterly, at the radio station for the great job he does. Neil Spencer here at the game site for FortRecoveryRadio.com. And Ava Shane is the engineer at FortRecoveryRadio.com back at the studio in Fort Recovery. We'll be back in just a moment.
Mechanical work on cars, vans, and more. See Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Hi, this is Dave Hall from Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer. If you're considering purchasing equipment from us during this next year, please talk to us as soon as possible. Right now, we have a lot of equipment on order for stock, probably more than we've ever had in the past. But adding to our list of already ordered equipment is getting harder and harder. So talk to one of our salesmen soon. Hopefully, we have the equipment for you already on its way. Hall Brothers, your Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Did you know when being dismissed from the hospital, you can choose which pharmacy and medical equipment company services your needs? When you are faced with a choice, choose Kalp Pharmacy to deliver your IV medications and medical equipment to you. We're located in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana. So stop in or call us at 800-686-2314. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
When you trust your money to a bank, you want to be sure it's in an account that's right for you. At the St. Henry Bank, we are your everyday bank for your everyday busy lifestyle. And we offer a variety of both personal and business checking accounts. And we take pride in helping you decide what type of account best suits your needs. Stop in and see us today. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back here at the Delphus Jefferson Middle School, where they play their varsity games. This is the former high school, which was turned into a middle school. So this has been the high school court for many, many years. As we've told you, if you were listening, you know it's a kind of an auditorium-like setting with auditorium seating on one side and bleacher seating on the other side. Here's Owen Judy tipping the ball away, but it's last touch by Owen as it goes out of bounds. Jefferson with the ball to start the third quarter, brought to you by Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery and St. Henry. More than a work place, it's Cooper Farms. Check out their many job opportunities at CooperFarmsJobs.com. Levi Rohde with the ball for the Wildcats. Over goes to Colin Bailey. He'll pass on the right side. Back around the horn. Over here to Trent Tiemann. Here's a three-point shot. It's up and no good. Rebound comes to Landon Post of the Indians. He'll drive all the way down. Back outside to Daniel Patch. Here's Owen Judy. And the Indians will set up the offense. We have plenty of time here. Two quarters to go. They're going to call the offensive foul on Cale Rammel, number three. Cale Rammel picks up his third. Take that back. It's not Cale, or is it? I'm not sure who they called that on. They might have called it on Landon Post. Anyway, we give up the ball. It counts as a turnover and the illegal screen, apparently. So Delphus Jefferson with the basketball. Here's a right side shot by Levi Rohde on a three, and he got it. His second three of the night. he's the only player to hit more than one field goal, except for Colin Bailey. There's Kale Rammel on a three. Yeah, there she goes. Kale Rammel drills a three from the left side. You can leave him open like that all night. That's his first field goal of the game. He had two free throws in the first half. His first field goal of the game, and he's our leading scorer. Inside to Levi Rohde. He'll go up against Daniel Patch. Daniel does a great job on defense, deflects the ball. Here's the Indians down to Logan Holman, and it pops away from him, and there's a foul called on Owen Judy. Owen Judy picks up the personal foul. And looks like we have a timeout. Timeout on the court, 30-second timeout, so we'll be back after this. The Indians, a Fort Recovery trail, Delphus Jefferson 26-18.
I need a better job where the benefits are great. A family-friendly company with competitive pay. Where people stop and greet me when they see my smiling face. Cooper Farms, it's more than a workplace.
Locations in Van Wert, Fort Recovery, St. Henry, Rossburg, and Coldwater. Start at $15.25 an hour for full-time production. Flexible options available, too. To apply, visit CooperFarmsJobs.com. Cooper Farms, it's more than a workplace.
Again, that's a location where you can check out all the Cooper Farms job opportunities. They have a lot of great ones. CooperFarmsJobs.com. And here is Delphus Jefferson with the ball, and they are fouled. Let's see who's going to get tagged with that one. And it's going to be whistled on Daniel Patch, which is only his first personal foul, so he's in no problems. Right side, Levi Rohde, three-point baskets, air ball this time. Rebound comes to Delphus Jefferson. Out front to Levi Rohde. Over it goes here to Colin Bailey. He'll hand it off. Here's a drive down the lane, up and no good. As Kale Rammel on the defense, full recovery comes up with the ball. Logan Homan ended up with the loose ball over to Troy Homan. Kale Rammel on the left to Daniel Patch, back out top to Troy Homan. Right side it goes, there's Owen Judy. Owen sizing up the defense. He'll feed off to Daniel Patch. He tries to pass inside to Logan Homan. They're going to call a foul on the Wildcats on Andrew Miller. The number one on Andrew Miller. Out of bounds to the Indians. Troy Homan will toss it in. Troy getting the start tonight in this basketball game. He will lob it in. He's having trouble. Now gets it out to Daniel Patch. Three-point shot off the mark. No good. Rebound comes to the Jefferson Wildcats. Wildcats leading by 8, 26-18. Left side it goes to Levi Rohde on the wing over here. Back out top to Levi Rohde in the lane. He'll scoop it up and miss. Rebound, Kale Rammel. Kale will give it over here to Owen Judy, who will take it across the timeline. And there's a foul called on the Wildcats, whistled on Cody Bailey. That will be his first personal foul of the evening. Kale Rammel will toss it in from the far sidelines over there by the auditorium seats that they have here. And to Troy Homan. Homan across the timeline. Monday night, crowd is very slim tonight. This is Jefferson with a 1-7 record. Fort Recovery's record coming in, 4-2. The ball's tipped out of bounds by Jefferson out of the hands of Owen Judy, so Fort Recovery will have it back into Caleb Evers, to Kale Rammel, to Daniel Patch, down to Rammel, now to Troy Homan at the center circle. On the left to Kale. Kale dribbles the ball, and he lost it. Here comes Jefferson, down, up, and no good. Blocked in there. I think it was Owen Judy with the block. Came away with the ball. Feeds off to Daniel Patch. Here comes Kale Rammel. He'll crash into one of the defensive players, and he's going to be called for an offensive foul, and I think that is number three on him now. See what the scoreboard says. Yeah. Number three on Cale Ramel called for an offensive foul, and he did crash into the kid. 26-18 is the score on the Cooper Farms third quarter scoreboard. Indians down here by 8 points. We have 4:18 to go in the quarter. Here comes the Wildcats down. There's a collision. I'm just going to say it was lost out of bounds. No foul call. But they might nail Landon Post with a foul there, but they did not. Troy Homan will toss it in to Daniel Patch, up to Caleb Evers on the left. It's up and no good by Owen Judy on a three. And we've got ball going out of bounds. It's going to be given to the Wildcats. But we just can't get anything going here. Our two leading scorers tonight, Cale Ramel with 5 points and Owen Judy with 5 points. And that's it for them. Logan Homan also has 5 points on the evening, and Daniel Patch has three. We only have four guys scoring, and Jefferson looked like they stole the ball. Looked like there's a foul in for recovery. Yep. Gonna call Troy Homan with a personal foul. So Jefferson will put the ball in play. Down on the far end is Trent Tiemann tossing it in. Tiemann looking for a teammate. Goes into Levi Rohde back in the middle. Bringing it down is Lucas Grothaus. He's stuck in the lane. Passes off to Caden Carter. Carter lost his balance. Ball's up for grabs. Hot potato, and they're going to finally call a jump ball. And who's going to get it? Fort Recovery Indians will get the ball. 3:38 remaining in the third quarter. I wish I could bring you some better news here, but we just can't get going here. One of those horrible nights when nothing goes right. 18 points and we're with 3:30 to go in the third quarter. Indians bring the ball up now. Landon Post with it. He'll be at the top of the key on the left side to Owen Judy. Owen dribbling the ball. There's a collision. There's a foul called on Delphus Jefferson. That could have been on Owen Judy, but they called the foul on Levi Rohde of Delphus Jefferson. Being helped up by some of his teammates. Cooper Farms bringing you this third quarter of play. They'd like to talk to you about selling your corn. If you're in the market to sell corn, contact your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio. They also have a lot of great job opportunities. Go to CooperFarmsJobs.com to check out those opportunities. CooperFarmsJobs.com. Might take a look. It doesn't hurt to take a look, and they have some wonderful opportunities available for you. Two Cooper Farms plants nearby in Fort Recovery and St. Henry. Others not too far away as well. Nice big family-owned company, Cooper Farms. Inbounds pass comes to Owen Judy, over to Cale Ramel. Ramel outside with it. He'll stop. Pass off to Daniel Patch. Daniel back out to Landon Post. Post over to Owen Judy. Judy dribbling the ball. Top of the key. He'll pass off to Cale Ramel. Ramel dribbling. Ramel playing with three fouls. Daniel Patch right side back to Ramel. Ramel in the lane. Back outside to Judy. He's open from three. Oh, and Judy gets a three-pointer from long range. That had to be a 21-footer. That gives him 8 points on the night now. The Indians are back to within 5 points. 26-21, as close as we have been for a while. Delphus Jefferson with the ball, right side. Let's get another stop here, guys. And the ball's loose, and Jefferson keeps possession, and they fall down. They've somehow got a pass off. No good. Cale Ramel comes down with the rebound. Daniel Patch at the other end. Back to Cale, three-pointer. Yes! Cale Ramel with a three. And that makes the score 26-24. Indians back to within 2 points. Now we're starting to look like something here. Indians back to within 2 points, 26-24. 58 seconds to go. No, that's the timeout clock, so I'm not sure how much time. About a minute left to go here in the third quarter. We'll return right after this.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Whether you work in landscaping, farming, or construction, New Holland 300 Series skid steers and compact loaders are reliable workhorses to stand up to any challenge you face. We at K&L Tractor Sales can show you the many New Holland advantages that allow you to work more efficiently, like the patented Super Boom technology that delivers maximum reach at full height and easy servicing. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery to see New Holland skid steer and compact track loader.
Now two back-to-back threes, one by Owen Judy, one by Kale Rammel, cutting this lead back to 26-24. 2:05 is what's left on the scoreboard clock. 2 minutes to go here in the Cooper Farms third quarter. Up the court comes Delphus Jefferson, knocked out of bounds by Fort Recovery. Owen Judy and Logan Homan had the Jefferson Wildcats' Cody Bailey double-teamed there, but the ball went off of Fort Recovery. So Jefferson has it back. Back outside, Colin Bailey with it. Bounce pass goes over to Andrew Miller. And went through the hands of Levi Rohde. Picked up by Daniel Patch. Daniel comes down, feeds over to Kale Rammel. He scores. Nice assist from Daniel Patch. Kale Rammel gets the basket. We've got ourselves a tie game. 26-26. Trailed by 10 points at one time here in this game. Outside it goes. Here's a drive. A shot short. And a foul's going to be called on Fort Recovery on the rebound, I think, on Logan Homan. Yep. Again, our third quarter scoreboard sponsor, our friends at Cooper Farms. Don't forget they have a livestock feeding program that you'll want to check out. Professional nutritional support as well for your livestock. That's Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery. Inbounds pass for Jefferson comes in to Levi Rohde. He'll turn, fire, and hit. Levi Rohde, a little spin move right in front of the basket, getting the basket for his eighth point of the night. And it's now a two-point lead for Jefferson, 28-26. Indians still looking for a lead. I don't think we've led in this game yet. Right side to Landon Post. Over to Kale Rammel. Troy Homan with the ball now. Homan free throw line. Right side to Daniel Patch. Patch in the lane. Stops, spins, puts it up, and got it. Daniel Patch with the in-close basket there for the Indians. That is his fifth point of the night. Both baskets have been in-close like that. Tied up again, 28-28. Three-point shot is no good by Levi Rohde. Rebound comes down, up, and good on the offensive rebound by Trent Tiemann, making it a 30-28 lead for Delphus Jefferson. Fort Recovery with the ball, Owen Judy with it. He'll pop inside to Kale Rammel, puts it up, no good. Rebound comes to Delphus Jefferson. Kale had it right inside close. Here's a shot up and no good from the right side. Rebound Kale Rammel, 2 seconds. Rammel comes down, pops the shot. It's no good. Off the mark. And we're at the end of three. 30-28. Fort Recovery cutting the 8-point halftime lead down to two. 30-28. We outscored them 15. Let me see here. We outscored them 28. Outscored them 13-7 in that third quarter of play. Cut the lead to 2 points. 30-28. Jefferson leads by two. One more quarter to go. We'll be back right after this.
Ever try to buy insurance online? Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. On the internet, it's hard to tell a computer your truck spends half its life in a field or that you keep your jet ski in a pole barn. Here, life's different than the big city or suburbs. So are our insurance needs. As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, we can address your concerns and a few you may not be aware of. Insurance done local. It's what we do. FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
3-point lead for the Wildcats of Delphus Jefferson. We are way up in the air here, up near the ceiling in a press box that's way, way up here. I got up here. That's all I got to say. Thanks to the help of the Delphus Jefferson folks for carrying the bags up here for me. No handicap steps, no railings. But we got up here. There's a foul called on Fort Recovery on defense to start the fourth quarter. And going to the free throw line will be Andrew Miller. Miller could widen the gap to 4 points. He's got two free throws coming here. He has not scored tonight. First one is good. Now he has. First point for Andrew Miller. He'll have one more. 31-28, 3-point lead. Lots of time left in this game. A whole quarter to go here. 7:52 on the scoreboard clock. This one's up and good. That makes it 32-28. Indians trying to improve their record to 5-2 on the year if they can pull this win off tonight. I think they can. Let's see if they can get her done. Right side, Owen Judy back out top to Daniel Patch in the lane to Logan Homan. He has the ball stripped away, and they say he's fouled on the play by Andrew Miller. So Logan Homan will be at the free throw line. Unfortunately, hopefully the worm will turn here, but he's only one out of four at the line so far tonight. First free throw's up, and it's no good. One out of five at the free throw line tonight. Logan will have one more. Bounces the ball, puts it up, and it's good this time. Got one out of two there. That cuts the lead back to 3 points at 32-29. Jefferson with the basketball, the Wildcats. Right side, there's a 3-point shot. It's off the mark, no good. Rebound up, no good. And the foul's on Cale Rammel. That's number four on Cale. As he fouled Trent Tiemann trying to lay that ball up. He missed the shot, Tiemann did. But Cale will probably go to the bench now. We'll see here. Trent Tiemann will have two free throws. The first one is no good. Yep, here comes Landon Post in the game for Cale Rammel. So Cale goes to the bench with four fouls. That hurts. That came with 7:16 to go here in the game. And he gets the second free throw to make it now 33-29. A 4-point game now. Owen Judy with the ball. Right side it goes. Troy Homan lost his balance. They're going to say he traveled with the ball. Well, we tied up the game, but now ever since then, it's kind of gone the other way for Fort Recovery with Jefferson building up their lead to 4 points here now, 33-29. Outside with it. And that should have been traveling. No call. Right side to Levi Rohde. He missed it, and he's going to be called for a foul. Levi Rohde going over the back. And so that'll be Indians basketball. Levi Rohde has three personal fouls on him. Need a basket here. Come on, guys. Troy Homan comes down with the basketball, and the Indians are going to call timeout. Timeout, Fort Recovery, 6:33 to go in the game. It's Fort Recovery trailing Delphus Jefferson, 33-29. We'll be back in just a moment.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Hi, Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Did you know when being dismissed from the hospital, you can choose which pharmacy and medical equipment company services your needs? When you are faced with a choice, choose Kalp Pharmacy to deliver your IV medications and medical equipment to you. We're located in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana. So stop in or call us at 800-686-2314. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Thanks to the folks here at Delphus Jefferson for their hospitality, allowing us to do the broadcast this evening. Another close one for the Indians. They just can't seem to break the trend. This will be the sixth straight close game the Indians have had. We have won three of them and lost two of them. But this one's still to be determined. And the Indians turn it over after the timeout. Ouch. Jefferson with the ball back out top. Around the horn it goes. Cross-court pass on the right side. Back out top it goes. Colin Bailey with it. He'll dump it over here to Isaac Gallmeyer. Gallmeyer dribbling. Now lobs it into Colin Bailey. He'll pass over on the right. And that's a long two-point basket for Trent Thiemann. Thiemann giving him 8 points on the night now. And it's now a 35-29 score. Owen Judy back in the center circle. Over on the right side, you're listening to Fort Recovery and Delphus Jefferson in high school boys basketball. Coming to you from Delphus, Ohio tonight. And the Indians just turn it over again. That ball was knocked out of the hands of Owen Judy, and Owen goes over shaking his head. I don't think he really agreed with what the call ended up being, but you don't argue with the official. Fort Recovery using a trapping defense here. Levi Rohde right side, tipped by Landon Post, but saved by the Wildcats. Here is Andrew Miller with the ball. He'll pass over on the left side. Cross-court pass goes to the right. Three-point shot is open. No good. Rebound by Trent Thiemann. He puts it up and in. Trent Thiemann on the offensive rebound. Makes it an 8-point game, 37-29. Still a lot of time. 4:56 to go, and there is a foul called on Jefferson. I don't know that we can... We'll see what Coach Jim Melton elects to do here, but I don't know that we can go too much longer without Cale Rammel, and here he comes in the game as I say that. So Cale Rammel, despite the fact he has four fouls back in the lineup, just stay away from that fifth foul, Cale. Here's Owen Judy at the free throw line. He missed the free throw. No good. It has been that kind of a night. Owen didn't hit anything but the bottom of the net, and not because it went inside the rim. One more for Owen, and this one is good. There we go. Boy, it's just been that kind of a night. Just can't get things to go our way at all. 37-30, Indians down by 7. Here is Jefferson with the ball, driving in, missing the layup. Rebound, Cale Rammel, as Colin Bailey had an easy layup there, and thank goodness he didn't hit it. Cale Rammel with the rebound over to Owen Judy. Judy dribbling down the lane, pops the shot, got it. Owen Judy connects. Gives him a total of 11 points on the evening now. And Jefferson has the ball. It's 37-32, back to a 5-point game. Again, a lot of time left, 4:19. But we need to make some headway here. There's a foul call on Owen Judy. And on Owen, that's going to be only number two. So he is in no trouble whatsoever. 4:13 remaining. Be 1-1 for Colin Bailey here. He's a pretty good free thrower. He's hit 3 out of 4, and he got that one. He'll have one more. It gives him 14 points on the evening. One more for Colin Bailey of Delphus Jefferson. He got that one. It's now 39-32. A steal by Jefferson. Here's Bailey up. Colin Bailey up. No good. Rebound, Owen Judy. Oh, we dodged a bullet there. Judy feeds down to Logan Hohen, puts it up, no good. Got his own rebound, back up and good by Logan Hohen. Hohen scoring. He's one of our leading scorers tonight with 9 points on the night. Here's a ball loose by Jefferson. Oh, that should be traveling, and it is. The kid slid on the ground. Colin Bailey, after he got the ball, slid on the ground. You just can't do that. And so it's going to be timeout, Delphus Jefferson. Timeout, Jefferson, 3:43 to go. Indians have the ball, and it's 39-34, a five-point lead for the Jefferson Wildcats. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Dave Hall from Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer. If you're considering purchasing equipment from us during this next year, please talk to us as soon as possible. Right now, we have a lot of equipment on order for stock, probably more than we've ever had in the past. But adding to our list of already ordered equipment is getting harder and harder. So talk to one of our salesmen soon. Hopefully, we have the equipment for you already on its way. Hall Brothers, your Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
Back here at Delphus Jefferson Middle School, where they play their high school games, because this used to be the high school years ago, and this was the high school court and still is the high school court. Kale Rama will toss it in for the Indians. We're down by 5, 39-34. Over to Troy Hohen with the ball. Troy will work his way across the timeline. He'll pass to Landon Post. Kale Rama on the left wing to Owen Judy. He'll turn, fire, hit. Owen Judy is hot. Give him the ball. It's now 39-36. A three-point lead and traveling. No, double dribble. Double dribble called on Andrew Miller of Delphus Jefferson. Crucial turnover there for the Wildcats. We get the ball back. Only down by three with 3:21 to go in the game. Kale Rama will toss it in now to Troy Hohen. Play a basket here. Could either tie it or get us back to within one. Right side, Owen Judy. Now to Kale Rama on the right wing. Kale drives in, stops. Back out to Judy. There's Owen firing from the baseline. Oh, it rims out. No good. Rebound comes to Delphus Jefferson. Here come the Wildcats with the basketball, leading by three. 39-36. And there's a foul call on Owen Judy. 2:52 left to go, and that's going to be two shots coming here for Colin Bailey of Delphus Jefferson. He is not the guy we wanted to go to the free throw line. He is 5 out of 6 at the line so far tonight. Steps up there with two shots. Bounces the ball, eyes the basket, lets it fly, and he got it. That makes it a four-point game, 40-36. Jefferson Wildcats in the lead here in the fourth quarter. You're listening to PG-14, J Country 101, WPGW AM and FM in Portland, Indiana, and PortRecoveryRadio.com, as both free throws are good. And now it's a five-point lead, 41-36. Owen Judy with the basketball. He says, clear out. In he comes. He'll put it up, and he got it, but he's... Oh, they're going to call a foul on Jefferson. I think we got a break on that one. Owen Judy says, clear it out, guys. I'm coming. He did. He crashed into Levi Rohde, but they called a foul on Rohde. I think we got a break on that one. So Owen Judy at the free throw line. He did not hit the basket. Wait a minute. He did hit the basket. Yes, he did hit the basket. And he'll have one free throw coming here. It's a three-point game. This could cut it back to two. 2:40 to go in the game. Owen Judy with 15 points on the night. This one's up. Oh, it's no good off the front of the rim. Missed the free throw. Doggone it. Here comes Jefferson with the basketball. Outside three-point shot is no good. Way off the mark. Rebound comes to Logan Holman as the ball stripped away from him. There's a mad scramble for it. Jefferson got it back underneath. It's up. No good. Rebound Troy Holman. Colin Bailey missed a shot right underneath. Indians have the ball down by three. 41-38. Cale Ramo with it. Here's Troy Holman. Now Owen Judy. Judy comes in the lane. He'll scoop it up and got it. Owen Judy now with 17 points on the night. And it's a one-point game, 41-40, with a minute 56 to go in this contest. I do not think we have led yet tonight. Here's Rohde firing and getting a two-point basket. Levi Rohde connects for a two-point basket. That gives him a total of 10 points on the night. Timeout is called. We'll be back in a moment here at the Jefferson High School Basketball Gymnasium at the middle school, actually, right after we pause for this.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in our community, its farming heritage, and its banking needs, and we're there for you when you need us. Whether you're looking for your next piece of farm equipment or the purchase of seed, fertilizer, or chemicals, the St. Henry Bank can make sure you have the cash flow when you need it most. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Visit us online at sthenrybank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Jerry Kapp of Kapp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Did you know when being dismissed from the hospital, you can choose which pharmacy and medical equipment company services your needs? When you are faced with a choice, choose Kapp Pharmacy to deliver your IV medications and medical equipment to you. We're located in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana. So stop in or call us at 800-686-2314. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
That basket by Levi Rohde makes the score 43-40. Jefferson with a three-point lead. Indians with the ball. Jefferson is going to continue to press full court here. Cale Ramo will toss it in for the Indians. Comes into Owen Judy, and Owen will bring it up the courts. Working against Colin Bailey of the Wildcats. Judy works his way to the right side, passes off on the wing to Landon Post. Over on the left side, Owen Judy. Lobs it in to Cale Ramel in the middle. Puts it up, no good, and a foul's going to be called on Jefferson. That's whistled on Trent Tiemann. Cale Ramel at the free throw line. Cale's kind of saddled with four fouls himself. He's 2-for-2 at the line tonight. Come on, Cale. It's up and no good. Ah! Can't get it to go down. He'll have one more. This could cut it to a two-point game. It's up, and it is no good again. He missed them both, but Owen Judy got the rebound up. No good. Rebound, Logan Holman. Back out to Cale Ramel. Ramel dribbling, going inside, puts it up. Got it. Cale Ramel can't get the free throws, but he got the layup. 43-42, a one-point game. Jefferson with the ball. Right side to Levi Rohde. He'll fire a three. It's no good. Rebound, Cale Ramel. A minute seven to go. We've got the ball down by only one. Down it goes to Logan Holman. Way down low. He'll stop, dribble, fire, miss. He is fouled, and he'll be at the free throw line. Committing the foul is Trent Tiemann. Logan Holman goes up there. Now, the bad thing is that he's only two out of six at the line tonight. The good thing is he hit his last one. So let's see what happens here. I think we just had a player foul out. Yep. It was Trent Tiemann fouling out of the game for the Delphus Jefferson Wildcats. Come on, Logan. Give us our first lead here. Logan Holman steps up there at the free throw line. A young man who did not play last year for the Indians decided to come out here in his senior year, and he's been a big plus for us. All righty, here we go. Big free throw for Logan Holman. It's up there. It is good. That ties the game. Logan Holman makes it 43-43. One more will give us our first lead of the night. Bounces the ball, puts it up there. It's good again. He got them both. How about them apples? And Fort Recovery leads by one, 44-43, with 58 seconds to go in the game. That puts a completely different picture on this contest now. Fort Recovery playing a zone defense here. Down comes the Wildcats with the basketball. Delphus Jefferson. They trail by one now, 44-43. Over here on the near side, back out top it goes to Colin Bailey. Levi Rohde, he'll pass underneath. Shots up and good. Cody Bailey gets his first basket of the game as he got a nice pass underneath from Levi Rohde to make it 45-44, a one-point lead for the Wildcats. Again, the final minute of play here. Hang in there. We'll be back in a moment.
Need a better job where the benefits are great. A family-friendly company with competitive pay. Where people stop and greet me when they see my smiling face. Cooper Farms. It's more than a workplace.
Locations in Van Wert, Fort Recovery, St. Henry, Rossburg, and Coldwater. Start at $15.25 an hour for full-time production. Flexible options available, too. To apply, visit CooperFarmsJobs.com. Cooper Farms, it's more than a workplace.
Well, the Indians will play one more game this week, and we'll have that for you on Wednesday night. So be sure to... It's a home game, so like to see you at the game. If you can't be there, why... Tune us in for the broadcast on Wednesday. Kale Rammel with the ball. Here we go. Down to 30 seconds left in the game. Rammel turns, fires, hits! And that gives the Indians the lead back as Kale Rammel hits another one. He has 14 points on the evening now. It's 46-45. And Jefferson falls down, and it's going to be a jump ball. Who's going to get it? Fort Recovery will get the basketball, I think. Or will they? Let me see here. Now we got a timeout. I think maybe Jefferson has the ball. Timeout Fort Recovery. We'll be back in just a moment. 15 seconds to go in this game. Fort Recovery leads 46-45.
Remember that scene in the Indiana Jones movie where the old knight tells him to choose wisely? Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, choose wisely. Now, I'm not an old knight, but I do know insurance. From farms to factories to cars and ATVs, don't just spin the wheel and choose the first one that comes up. Insurance is too important not to have some local advice on what is wisest for you. FortRecoveryInsurance.com, your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
Hey, what a thriller. What's different about this team? They've played like this all year. Not the greatest game that we've played all year tonight, that's for sure. It's really been a rough game. Lots of things going wrong. But we are in the lead at the moment, 46-45, 15 seconds to go. And Jefferson has the basketball, I believe. But let's wait and see. Maybe they don't have the ball. Looks like Fort Recovery might have the ball. Yep, Indians do have the ball. Fort Recovery has the ball with 15 seconds to go, leading by 1 point. Here comes the inbounds pass. We get it into Owen Judy. And Judy is immediately fouled by Colin Bailey. That puts the clock down to 11 seconds to go. Owen Judy at the free throw line. Normally a pretty good free thrower. He has missed his last two, though, in this game. And he's only hit 2 of 6 in this game. Come on, Owen. Get back to your normal form here, boy. Bounces the ball, puts it up, and it is no good again. Oh. Come on, we need one more here, Owen. That would give us a 2-point lead. Are we headed for overtime tonight? I don't know. We'll see. 11 seconds to go. Puts it up. It is good this time. Got it. 1 of 2. It makes it a 2-point game. Here comes Delphus Jefferson with the ball. They need to shoot in a hurry, and they call timeout. Going to set up a play. 7.9 seconds left to go on the scoreboard clock. 7.9 seconds to go. Fort Recovery hanging on to a 47-45 lead.
Mechanical work on cars, vans, and more. See Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Well, we started extremely slow tonight. Only 8 points in the first quarter and only 15 points in the first half. But we picked up the pace. We had 13 points in the third quarter. And so far here in this quarter, we have 19 points. Leading by 47-45 over the Delphus Jefferson Wildcats here at Delphus Jefferson. Just a few seconds left on the clock, 7.9 to be exact. And Jefferson has the ball. They're setting up their last shot here. Let's see what they decide to do. They're going to go for three to win. They're going to go for two to tie. Throwing the ball in will be Andrew Miller. Miller looks for a teammate, goes back to Colin Bailey. Bailey comes up, passes over on the right side. Stolen by Owen Judy. They tried to get the ball to Isaac Gallmeyer, and Judy steals the ball, and he's fouled in the act with only 2 seconds left to go. Even if he misses the free throws, we should be okay. You never know till it's over, but Owen Judy at the line. Come on, Owen, get at least one of them. We're in the double bonus here as Jefferson's had their 10 fouls this half. Judy at the line, 18 points for him. This one is no good again. Ouch. One more for him. Up and good this time. It gives us a 3-point lead. Just don't guard him. Let him just shoot the ball. Here's a 3-point shot. It's no good. That's your ball game. The Indians have won this struggle. Oh, my Lord. It has been a struggle. 48-45. Fort Recovery outscoring the Jefferson Wildcats 20-15 in the final quarter to win the game by three. 48-45. We improve our record now to 5-2 on the year. And Jefferson falls to 1-8 with the tough luck loss. And it was a tough luck loss for them. We'll return in a moment with the stats for you right after we pause for this here on PG14 and J Country 101 Radio.
Hi, this is Jerry Kopp of Kopp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Did you know when being dismissed from the hospital, you can choose which pharmacy and medical equipment company services your needs? When you are faced with a choice, choose Kopp Pharmacy to deliver your IV medications and medical equipment to you. We're located in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana. So stop in or call us at 800-686-2314. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Hi, this is Dave Hall from Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer. If you're considering purchasing equipment from us during this next year, please talk to us as soon as possible. Right now, we have a lot of equipment on order for stock, probably more than we've ever had in the past. But adding to our list of already ordered equipment is getting harder and harder. So talk to one of our salesmen soon. Hopefully, we have the equipment for you already on its way. Hall Brothers, your Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
The St. Henry Bank is a fifth-generation family-owned company, and we take pride in serving our local communities when it comes to all of your banking needs with all types of checking accounts and savings accounts, IRAs, home loans, commercial loans, farm loans, student loans, and more. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Visit us online at sthenrybank.com for all of your online banking needs. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Well, the Fort Recovery Indians pulled it out at the end. We didn't lead until like with about 2 minutes to go in the game, finally got the first lead, and then ended up winning by 3 points, 48-45 over the Delphus Jefferson Wildcats. Indians trailed at the first quarter, 15-8. Trailed at halftime by 8 points, 23-15. I believe it was a 10-point lead at 23-13 late in the second quarter, which was the biggest lead of the game for the Wildcats. The Indians' biggest lead was, I think, maybe four. 30-28 after three. Fort Recovery still trailed by two. And the final score, Indians outscored the Wildcats in the fourth quarter again, 20-15 to win by three, 48-45. Fort Recovery was led by Owen Judy. A slow start for Owen. He only had 2 points in the first quarter, but he ended up with 19 on the night. He had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 two-point goals. Had 1 3-point goal and ended up with 4 free throws, although his free throw shooting percentage was not very good, but still he got the big one at the end there. The two big ones at the end. He had 2 of his last 3 free throws to help ice the game. Cale Rammel had 14 points tonight. He had 2 threes, had 3 two-point goals, and was 2 out of 4 at the free throw line for his 14 points. Logan Homan had 10 points. He was also in double figures. He had 3 two-point goals, ended up with 4 out of 8 at the free throw line, but 2 big free throws there in the final minutes of the game to help seal the victory. And Daniel Patch had 5 points tonight, 2 close inside baskets, and then he had 1 out of 1 at the free throw line when he was fouled in the first half on his goal that he hit in the first half of play. So again, Owen Judy with 19, Cale Rammel with 14, 10 for Logan Homan, 5 points for Daniel Patch on the night tonight. For the Delphus Jefferson Wildcats, a disappointed group tonight. They played well enough to win, but they just couldn't hang on at the end. 17 points for Colin Bailey this evening. He had 2 3-point baskets. He had 2 2-point baskets. And the rest of them were free throws, including 2, 4, 6, 7 free throws in a row. He had 7 out of 8 free throws and his last 7 in a row for 17 points. Trent Thiemann had 10 points on the night on a 3 3 2-point goals and 1 out of 2 at the line. Andrew Miller had 2 points on 2 out of 2 at the free throw line. Caden Carter with a 2-point basket. Cody Bailey had a 2-point basket. Cole Horston had a 2-point basket. And Levi Rohde had 10 points to be 1 of 3 in double figures for the Wildcats. 2 threes and 2 twos for Levi Rohde on the night for his 10 points. In the reserve game, and again, the records for the two varsity teams, Fort Recovery improves to 5-2 on the year, and Delphus Jefferson drops to 1-8 on the year. In the junior varsity game, Fort Recovery won that one by a score of 45-37. They improved to 6-1 on the season. Very nice win for the junior varsity. They were led in scoring by Riggs Toby with 12. I thought it was going to be the Riggs Toby show there for a while, as he had, I think, 10 of his points in the first half of play, maybe even in the first quarter. 11 points for Reese Guggenbiller tonight. Chipping in with 6 was Alex Deuce, and 6 points for Wyatt Grover, and 6 points for Ross Pearson, and then Caden Greasy had 4 points in the game for a total, again, of 45 points for the Indians. Indians in the junior varsity game trailed 11-10 at the first quarter, and then at halftime it was 22-21 for Recovery by 1. After 3, 33-29, and 45-37 was the final score for Recovery reserve team winning this evening. We'll be back. We hope to have Coach Jim Melton coming up here. We'll see if he can make his way up to the booth high above the rafters here at the, again, Jefferson Wildcats Gymnasium, right after we pause for this break.
Need a better job where the benefits are great. A family-friendly company with competitive pay. Where people stop and greet me when they see my smiling face. Cooper Farms. It's more than a workplace.
Locations in Van Wert, Fort Recovery, St. Henry, Rossburg, and Coldwater. Start at $15.25 an hour for full-time production. Flexible options available, too. To apply, visit CooperFarmsJobs.com. Cooper Farms, it's more than a workplace.
Help. Hello, I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Building the future starts with the right tools. That's why you should ask us at K&L about the hardworking, dependable constructed equipment from New Holland, including skid steer loaders, compact track loaders, loader backhoes, tractor loaders, compact excavators, and compact wheel loaders. Every New Holland model offers clean, responsive power, built-in comfort and versatility that helps you master any job, any challenge, any time. Learn more. Stop by K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery today.
It seems like the most entertaining things on TV these days are those funny insurance commercials. Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, you need someone who knows the difference between insuring a farm and an economy automobile. As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, I know that our area and our neighbors have unique needs. When it comes to insurance, think local. And if you want a funny joke, I'll do my best. Find us online at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Mechanical work on cars, vans, and more. See Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Hi, this is Jerry Kapp of Kapp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Did you know when being dismissed from the hospital, you can choose which pharmacy and medical equipment company services your needs? When you are faced with a choice, choose Kapp Pharmacy to deliver your IV medications and medical equipment to you. We're located in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana. So stop in or call us at 800-686-2314. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Hi, this is Dave Hall from Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer. If you're considering purchasing equipment from us during this next year, please talk to us as soon as possible. Right now, we have a lot of equipment on order for stock, probably more than we've ever had in the past. But adding to our list of already ordered equipment is getting harder and harder. So talk to one of our salesmen soon. Hopefully, we have the equipment for you already on its way. Hall Brothers, your Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
The St. Henry Bank is a fifth-generation family-owned company, and we take pride in serving our local communities when it comes to all of your banking needs with all types of checking accounts and savings accounts, IRAs, home loans, commercial loans, farm loans, student loans, and more. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Visit us online at sthenrybank.com for all of your online banking needs. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Well, I was trying to hang on here to see if we could get Jim Melton up here, but I don't see him coming my way. So we're going to go ahead and wrap it up here. Hope you folks enjoyed the broadcast. It was kind of a rough game for the Indians as they pulled off a come-from-behind win here to defeat the Delphus Jefferson Wildcats 48-45 this evening. Once again, real quickly, Indians' leading score tonight was Owen Judy with 19. Cale Ramo had 14, 10 points for Logan Homan, 5 points for Daniel Patch. So, hope you enjoyed the broadcast. Good night, everybody. I'm Rob Weaver. Thanks to our studio producers this evening. Eric Hatterley at the radio stations. Neil Spencer here at the game site for FortRecoveryRadio.com. And Ava Shane at the FortRecoveryRadio.com studios. Again, Indians win tonight, 48-45. Coming finally to get the first lead of the game in the last couple of minutes to win this one by 3 points. Have a great evening, everybody. Good night.
Listening to Fort Recovery Indians basketball on J Country 101 Radio. Tonight's special sports coverage was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the J Country 101 Sports Department. WPGW-FM, Portland, Indiana, your sports station for East Central Indiana and Western Ohio. We'll be right back.
Recovery Radio was being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM, Portland.